Ohio State University students helped design a podcast to tell the stories of the Latino community in Ohio. Ohio Habla launched a year and a half ago. It airs weekly episodes in Spanish, English, and Spanglish. Here to talk with me about it is OSU professor Elena Fallas. She grew up in Mexico. Her family is from El Salvador. Also with us is OSU student Adriana Ponce de Leon, who is from Cleveland with roots from Puerto Rico. Thank you both for joining me.
Thank you, Debbie.
Thank you.
Elena, why did you decide to do a podcast?
Well, I thought that it could be a platform that allows our stories, our Latino stories, to be amplified. We have a growing Latino community, but also we have deep roots in the state. And I just wanted to be able to tell the stories and allow people to tell the stories of their community and the work that they're doing and how they're working with other Latinos in our state.
What is some of the history then? You said it goes back very far here in Ohio.
Well, for example, we know that in Toledo, places like Toledo, Ohio, Lorain, Cleveland, they've had a presence of Latinos in our state since the 1920s. Many of them were not new immigrants. Maybe many of them just came from Texas, right, for work. There was a wave of Puerto Ricans that came in the 1940s to work in the steel industry in Northeast Ohio as well. So we have that history of our community that not very many know. We are, when people talk about the Latino community in our state, sometimes they think it's new immigrants or, you know, they don't think about the many generations of Latinos that have been here for a very long time.
You do mix your languages using both English and Spanish as you talk to your guests. Who is your target audience?
I think the target audience is primarily other Latinos, but I also think that many non-Latinos are listening because they want to learn more about who we are. They want to understand some of the things that we're doing and how maybe they can partner. It is also a platform where we can celebrate our culture and our identities. And this is why I encourage my students to participate in this podcast.
Where do the speakers come from?
They come from all over. many of them are here in Columbus, but I also do call-ins. So, you know, I've interviewed people from Cleveland, from Cincinnati, from other places. We also use the podcast to interview guest speakers that come to our university that are speaking about Latino issues.
Adriana, what podcasts have you worked on?
So I have worked on, I think now 4 or 5 podcasts. I got to do the pilot episode with Dr. Fallas. So that was an exciting opportunity to try a new format to share our Latino narratives. Yeah, I've done some really cool ones. I did the pilot. I got to actually interview a domestic violence advocate here in Columbus. I did one really fun one with a group of Latina women where we shared what types of music that we grew up with. And we got to use it as a class project, but also as something to kind of bond and solidify our culture and create community.
What have you learned from working on the podcast?
Definitely that there are so many different types of Latino stories, that there isn't just one, that we are obviously a very diverse group of people. So it's exciting to come back each week and hear like a completely different story.
The last episode I posted was about the Islam community in Mexico. So when we think of Latinos, a lot of times we think of the Catholic Church or a Catholic identity, but we are more than that, right? We have Latinos that practice Islam. We have Latinos that are Jewish as well, which is a podcast that's coming up next week.
Well, thanks so much. I've been talking with Elena Fallas, a professor at Ohio State, and OSU student Adriana Ponce de Leon about the Latino-focused podcast, Ohio Habla. Gracias.
Gracias.
Gracias.